Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The White House is pausing $259 million of Medicaid funding for Minnesota amid the fraud crackdown. Vice President J.D. Vance.
What this means is that, first of all, the providers on the ground in Minnesota have actually already been paid. The state has paid those providers the money. What we're doing is we are stopping the federal payments that will go to the state government until the state government takes its obligations seriously.
On X, Governor Walz said this is a campaign of retribution and Trump is weaponizing the entirety of the federal government to punish blue states like Minnesota. He added these cuts will be devastating for veterans, families with young kids, folks with disabilities, and working people across our state. Meanwhile, the governor is expected to roll out his anti-fraud legislative package this morning. He'll be joined by members from the Department of Human Services and the BCA. This comes one day after House Democrats unveiled their anti-fraud plan, which includes at least 11 bills. House Leader Zach Stevenson says,
"We've got to stop thinking that there's one bill, because we support the OIG bill. It's in our package. But that bill alone isn't enough to stop fraud."
A Red Lake mother accused of killing her two young sons and setting their home on fire was found guilty Wednesday in Minneapolis. Jennifer Stately was charged after 5-year-old Tristan and 6-year-old Remy were fatally stabbed on March 15th of 2024. Prosecutors say she then set the house on fire and fled with her 3-year-old son, triggering a statewide Amber Alert. The child she fled with was found malnourished, leading to an additional neglect charge. Court documents say one boy died from stab wounds and the other from smoke inhalation. In other headlines, the crime of grooming a child under the age of 16 would become a felony in Minnesota under a bill at the Capitol. Chad Clausen is an Eagan detective who investigated the case of Hannah Lopresto, a 2016 graduate of Eagan High, who was groomed and sexually assaulted by her band teacher.
Although there were no criminal charges, that outcome was not due to a lack of probable cause. It was due to gaps in Minnesota laws in 2016 regarding positions of authority and high school students. Some of those gaps were addressed in 2021, but others remain, many of which are included in this bill.
Police in Duluth say a man is in custody for shoplifting at a hardware store and threatening employees with a knife. The man had fled the scene on a bicycle before authorities arrived. Officers say the suspect was located a short time later but resisted arrest. They say he had a knife and fentanyl on him. He is jailed pending robbery, weapons, fleeing, and drug charges. This is MNN.